To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Today we consider the Word of God in Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. This is the Word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our fount of purest pleasure, dear fellow redeemed, do you ever dream of finding buried treasure? According to the Wisconsin Historical Society, there's a big one not far north of here. In the 1840s, there was a trader in La Pointe, Wisconsin, named Benjamin Armstrong. He became acquainted with an Ojibwe elder who knew the location of a rich vein of silver. Whenever the tribe needed silver to trade with or decorate ceremonial pipes, this man would slip away and visit a nearby cave to obtain it. He said it was a very small opening to the entrance of the cave, and it was hidden by boulders and timber. But once you found it, there was plenty of silver. In fact, he said he never even dug for it. He simply picked up large pieces of almost pure silver off the floor of the cave. When the elder died, his secret died with him, and no one has found the treasure from that day to this, though many have tried. If you knew where that cave was, you could leave after chapel this morning and be there in a couple of hours, and when you arrived, you'd be a multimillionaire. There exists another treasure, which is even closer to you as you sit here today, one whose riches dwarf that of the lost silver mine of the Ojibwe. In today's text, we're told of a treasure that's buried right here in God's Word, a treasure whose richness far exceeds the greatest fortunes known to man. That treasure is Christ and the salvation which faith in Christ gives. Our theme borrows the title of a favorite hymn, Jesus, Priceless Treasure, I Will Suffer Naught to Hide Thee. You should be especially interested in this amazing 13th chapter of Matthew, because it's full of parables about a kingdom to which you already belong, the kingdom of heaven. Here in verses 44 and 45, we're shown just how precious is our membership in the kingdom, how supremely valuable is the salvation Jesus won for us on the cross. Once you really understand the three short verses which form our text, it becomes impossible not to exclaim with breathless wonder, Jesus, priceless treasure, and further, to make the solemn promise, I will suffer naught to hide thee. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. There were no banks in Jesus' day, so the wealthy often resorted to hiding their gold in the ground. That resulted in a lot of buried treasures around, and many of them the long-forgotten fortunes of men who had died suddenly or in battle. Any common laborer might stumble across one of these treasures and go from starving to feasting, from beggar to prince, literally overnight. This is the picture Jesus uses to describe what happens when a person becomes a member of the kingdom of heaven. The field is the Word of God. There in God's Word is hidden the inestimable treasure of salvation and eternal life. There in the Bible for anyone to find lies the truth that unlocks the very gates of heaven. That truth is the gospel, that God gave his Son Jesus to be the payment for the world's sins. So you'd think that anyone who once glimpsed that treasure would immediately dig it up, would do everything necessary to uncover that fortune and secure it for himself, would say, O thou priceless treasure, I will suffer naught to hide thee. The reality is sadly different. How many people pass right by God's word without ever discovering the treasure of salvation, like folks walking right past a field that contains a treasure of vast wealth? Sometimes they might even see a corner of the treasure sticking up out of the ground. They hear about Jesus, but they reject him. They are content to leave the precious treasure hidden. And what about you? What things in your life have you suffered to hide Jesus? Have you suffered your busy schedule to keep you from mining the precious truths of God's Word through daily Bible study and devotions? Has a lack of initiative or a desire to get some extra sleep caused you to miss chapel or church? What about your prayer life? How much time do you typically use to connect with Jesus, your priceless treasure? 30 minutes a day? 3 minutes? 30 seconds? Those are the kind of questions that make me want to hang my head. How about you? For the truth is that among our many other sins, we must all admit that we have not regarded our priceless treasure with the awe and reverence he deserves. And that's actually a big part of what makes this treasure so priceless. We have not loved him, and yet he loves us. We have not been loyal to him, and yet he remains absolutely loyal to us. As Paul says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. You may sometimes have placed Jesus second or third, or who knows how far down your list of priorities, but you were always number one on Jesus' list. In fact, you were the only thing on his list. Just look at how well this parable fits if you apply it to Jesus. Like the man in the parable, Jesus sold everything he had for you. He left behind his throne in heaven to lead a life of poverty and homelessness. He gave up his body to be tormented by the Jews, to be pierced and tortured by the Romans. He gave up his clothing to a bunch of soldiers throwing dice. Then Jesus gave up something truly precious. He gave up his life on the cross. He sold everything so that he could purchase one item, you. You were that precious to Jesus. He gave his life for you. He made the ultimate sacrifice so that you could be freed from the sins which condemned you. Sinners though we are, in the field of God's word we find the priceless treasure of pardon and peace in Christ. We find the treasure of a clear conscience and reconciliation with God. Above all, here we find the treasure of eternal life promised us by the blood of our Savior. Jesus, priceless treasure. Our first reaction on discovering these incredible riches can hardly be anything other than I will suffer naught to hide thee. Nothing shall be allowed to separate me from my Savior. Nothing shall be permitted to cloud or obscure my vision of him, to hide his forgiving face from my eyes. Well might we sing with renewed zeal, Jesus, priceless treasure, I will suffer naught to hide thee. Amen. We join in singing together hymn 347, verses 1 and 6.